Doing the Drashot HaRamban, Torat Hashem Tmima, we're up to page Nun Chet in the Beit HaYayin edition, page Samach in the Chazon Yoel edition. It's a new semester, so we will reintroduce Ramban, is Nachmanides. He was rabbi in Barcelona. The Ramban was one of the great giants of Jewish history. He lived approximately 700 years ago, 750 years ago. The Ramban had great works that he composed on the Talmud, on the parts of the Bible, and he also had letters that he wrote. He wrote a fantastic work called Torat HaAdam. He was a doctor, and he wrote a book about life. In that book is the basis for the laws of mourning in the Codex, in the Shulchan Aruch. In that book, he discusses philosophy of life, philosophy of death, what's waiting for us in the world to come, and the laws of how you visit the sick and how you bury the dead. It's a book about life, really a book about death. The Ramban also wrote a few fantastic works. One of the works, my favorite, is this work that we're learning, Torat Hashem Tmima, which is a letter, it's a speech really about the all-encompassing nature of the Torah. Torat Hashem Tmima. Hashem's Torah is complete. And the Ramban has been showing us how the Torah addresses every aspect of life. And as is the style of the Rishonim, the sages that lived in those times, the sages that lived up until the late 1400s, those were called the Rishonim, from about the beginning of the millennium till the 1400s, the late 1400s, that was the period of the Rishonim. So they write with great brevity, and you have to be careful with each word they say, because they don't tell you, hey, I'm about to tell you something fantastic. They say a sentence, and you stop and you think about it, and you say, hey, that's a whole philosophy in one sentence. That's the greatness of the Rishonim. And that's why we learn the Ramban piecemeal. Every week we learn another paragraph, but we stop and we think, hey, what did he just tell us? So we're doing the Ramban, we're in the middle of the speech, Torat Hashem Tmima. And the Ramban had been discussing the idea of Hashem's introducing himself in the Ten Commandments as the one who took us out of Egypt. He discussed what does the Tetragrammaton mean, among many other things. And now he continues in the Ten Commandments and says, V'chazal v'amar, kivan shenitbarer lecha ze, hishamer shlo yeh lecha Elohim acherim. Now that you understand that I am the one who created the world, I took you out of Egypt, I'm watching over what's going on here, you saw I took you out of Egypt, I punished the Egyptians. So in the Exodus, we really have encapsulized, we have the philosophy, the knowledge that Hashem controls the world, Hashem watches over what's happening in the world, Hashem cares, Hashem has things that He likes and things that He detests. We cannot live this pluralistic life where anything goes. No, Hashem says, there is good and there is evil, and I will punish those that are evil. I might not do it right away, but I will. And so the Exodus from Egypt really proved to us many of the, and quite possibly all of the basic concepts of Judaism. And so the first of the commandments the Ramban explained was, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. And those words, who took you out of Egypt, are really encapsulizing all these different concepts. Creator, master, controller, cares, decides, punishes, has actions which he likes and detests. It encompasses all the basic concepts of Judaism. And once we've understood that, so then the next commandment Hashem says is, you shall not have any other forces that you pray to. Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim. Shehem malachei mala hanikraim chen. What does it mean, any other Elohim? Says the Ramban, Elohim is angels. It is the forces that are up above. Kmo she'afaresh be'ezrat Hashem, as the Ramban will explain later. So Hashem says, don't pray to any of these forces. They exist. There are angels, but you are not supposed to pray to them. And when the Torah continues and says, do not make yourself an idol, the idea of the word pesel, an idol, says the Ramban, is that they would make figures that could tap into the forces of the world. And this goes back to the big machlokas we discussed on Wednesday night, that there is a machlokas among the Rishonim, whether all of idol worship and all of sorcery is all nonsense, or there's really there are forces out there that they knew to tap into. The problem was they were worshiping the forces, but the forces really exist. And they really could look into the future, but and they could ask the dead, and they really had, there are forces that God created in the world, and you could tap into them, which is Nachmanides' opinion. And so Nachmanides says, when the Torah says, don't make yourself an idol, the Torah was talking about a figure that could connect to the forces that be. And God says, don't make yourself that figure. Ve'lo tishtachav eleim ve'lo ta'avdeim, and then God says, do not bow to them, do not worship them. Vihine yamin ki elokim hu yachid, and so one is to believe. Hashem tells us your responsibility is to realize Hashem took you out of Egypt. Well, Hashem is singular in controlling the world. Poel, Hashem is active in the world. Yachol, Hashem is potent. Hashem can affect the world, and that's the big question, right? I'm willing to believe God exists. I'm willing to believe He created the world, but what does He have to do with me? Hasn't spoken to me in the last week. But no. So I have to, part of my belief has to be that He can affect the world. Sometimes He chooses to affect and sometimes He chooses not to affect. But He can affect the world. Yodea, He knows what's going on in the world. This is to counter the clock theory, right? Clockmaker makes a clock and then he leaves the clock to tick. Doesn't stand and watch it all day. God created the world. Maybe He just left it to run its own course. No. God knows what's going on in the world. Umashgiach. And He watches over to pay back in accordance with our actions. Vehu ra'uy lo'avdo levado. And He is fitting. We should serve Him alone. Lo la'acharim imo. And not to any others with Him, ki imo en tzorech le'ezer acharim. Because if you're with God, you don't need anyone else. No one, there's no need. Yes.
So you said that he can come. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't affect what's going on in the world.
For 210 years, the Jews were suffering in Egypt. Did Hashem get involved? Sometimes Hashem says, there's a decree, I won't get involved. Sometimes we don't know how Hashem runs the world.
He's not necessarily not getting involved, or is just not, he's not full on like helping us get out. I mean, like, he could be helping us in other ways. Like,
fine.
I mean, there's times, like I said, like the Levim, where it looked like
okay.
Freely, you know? Like,
I'm not sure there's a big difference between us. Does it really matter if it's this or that? If He knows, so is it a big difference whether he's involved right now or He decides not to be involved? The second you say He knows everything that's going on, it's not that He ignores it. So does it have to be that He decided, I will get involved and make sure that you make that bus? Or can it be that He says, I won't get involved and you'll make that bus? Why does it have to be one or the other? Is there a big difference? So long as He knows and cares and watches and has the capacity to get involved, why does it matter if the same thing happens, but God says, in this case, I won't get involved, or God is actually getting involved?
Because to me, it feels like you're saying that like, He's not getting involved. It kind of feels like it's saying, like, you only feel like He's involved if it's like something that's benefiting us. Like,
no, it could be the other way. He made sure you missed your bus.
So, but, like, I mean, like, we have like, this whole concept that like, maybe like, we're thinking, oh, that sucks, missed our bus, maybe, like, why didn't Hashem help me, sort of thing?
Maybe you deserve not to be helped, or maybe you didn't deserve to be helped.
We don't really have to look at this thing like, oh, we missed the bus now. What's going to happen on that bus maybe, right? Maybe, you know what I mean?
Why? No. Every day people miss the bus and make the bus.
Okay.
This goes into a whole a much bigger discussion, which really isn't in the Ramban, so it's not fair to go off on that tangent now.
Okay.
But if you want, Yehuda Frankel and I discussed this for about a half hour on Tuesday night, so you could catch up with him. We had a long discussion about this. Bechevan Shekein, being that that's so, that there's only one who's running the show here, and he cares and he watches and he's involved. So then the next commandment in the Ten Commandments is not to take God's name in vain, which is the idea that we honor Hashem's name. We have to honor Him now that we realize He's the one running the show. We have to honor Him, and we don't just swear in His name in vain.